Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Rebecca Brown, Tanja, New South Wales.
Some of my earliest memories are of wandering into our neighbour's yard and climbing their spotted gum. We didn't have a yard of our own. I remember doing treasure hunts and flying my kite in their backyard. They never seemed to mind. Growing up, I never really understood the concept of ownership. My young mind told me that I was free to go wherever I wanted, as long as I could jump the fence. We moved to Tanja on the New South Wales south coast when I was six. For a small child, our property seemed endless. To my delight, there were trees everywhere. This didn't stop me from exploring the neighbours' properties, though. My sisters and I used to entertain ourselves on the weekends by hunting for tadpoles in our neighbour's dam and building cubby houses on their land. I was about seven when I fell in love with the ocean. My favourite local beach was this beautiful quiet spot in the midst of a national park, surrounded by farms. It was at this beach that I learnt to surf. My family and I would pack the boards and head down there nearly every weekend. One morning, we made it halfway along the dirt track when we were stopped by a padlock gate. My instincts told me to drive around it, over the top of the no trespassing private road signs. I knew Dad was tempted to agree, but we turned back. As far as I could remember, this was the first gate that had stopped me from getting where I wanted to be. There seems to be more and more gates now. In our local area, people have started to put up fences, drawing a line in the sand where their land begins and ends. Unfortunately, for now at least, these are fences that I just can't jump.
Haywire.